And age-based risk calculators that determine your real biological age have been used in television shows and elsewhere to provide insights, apparent insights into people's physical health. But how accurate are these calculators, and how much can we actually trust the results that they give us? Well, joining us this morning is Dr. Carissa Bonner from the University of Sydney to help us understand what these calculators are and whether they actually work and or help us. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Carissa.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Sam.
So what are these biological age calculators?
So biological age calculators are any measures that compare your risk factors for disease to some sort of number set as normal. So that might be an average or an ideal number, like being an ideal body mass index.
And what kind of factors go into the calculations?
So it depends on what it is. So there's some really comprehensive ones like body age, which was featured on the show How to Stay Young a few weeks ago on the ABC. So that uses 23 different tests to come up with your body age, whereas other ones use a more limited set of risk factors to estimate something more specific like your heart age.
How much sense does it make to talk about different ages of parts of our body? Like to say my heart age is this, my bone age is something else, and my skin age is, you know, a third number?
Well, it's not a direct measure of the aging of any particular organ. What it's really doing is just working out whether any of your risk factors are higher than an ideal number. So although it can be sort of a fun thing to do to work out if your age is younger or older, what you really need to know is which risk factor is too high and then what can you do about it. So depending on how well explained that is in the particular age-based risk calculator, they can be useful, but often they're a bit confusing to people.
And how reliable are they overall? If we look at, you know, obviously there's probably quite a few of them out there. How do we, you know, whether no other one's reliable or actually giving us any actual useful information?
Yeah, so if we take the example of heart age, which is the one that we've been looking at the most, there's quite a few different heart age calculators available online. And the problem is that one might give you an older heart age, but another one will give you a younger heart age. So it all depends on the model that underlies the calculator, which risk factors are included, and what the rules are for what they decide is normal. So if you want to find a more reliable one, the best place to start is a Heart Foundation calculator. So the New Zealand Heart Foundation has one that is based on the same model that we use in Australia, and it does a pretty good job of explaining how heart age is actually calculated.
So when we think about these sort of biological ages, they're kind of just more of an abstraction of risk factors rather than, you know, they're kind of a fun number, but they don't necessarily have much, you know, use beyond looking at the risks themselves.
Yeah, they're sort of, people like them because they're a bit more intuitive and they're easier to remember the result compared to if you get told a whole heap of numbers like your blood pressure and cholesterol. But unless you know which risk factors it's basing that age on, it's not particularly useful clinically. So it's okay if you want to just do one of these age calculators online to see what you get. I wouldn't put too much stock in the exact age that it comes up with, but if it is older, it means that one of your risk factors has been determined to be high. So you might want to talk to your doctor about which risk factor that is and what you can actually do about it.
So Chris, you said it's more intuitive. How do tools like these, how effective are they in actually getting people to think more about their health and actually act on it?
So again, most of the research has been done on heart age calculators. Yeah. So in that field, there's a little bit of research showing that they do have more emotional impact on people, and they are more memorable than if you give someone just a probability of having a heart attack or stroke. So that is an advantage, and so mostly they've been promoted as a sort of communication tool to get people engaged in the idea. But the problem is that they end up making most people have an older heart age, and not all of those people will actually be at high risk. So they can make people think that they are at high risk of a heart attack or stroke when they're not really.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for filling us in on the biological age calculators. It's very interesting.
Thanks very much, Sam.
Absolutely.